Governor Rick Snyder and Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville are distancing themselves from Bolger's demands. The governor and several foundations have agreed on a complicated deal to protect pensions and artwork at the Detroit Institute of Arts. That plan depends on about $350 million from the state, which lawmakers would have to approve. Snyder says reaching a settlement is critical to get Detroit out of bankruptcy, and requiring unions to pay up won't make that any easier.
It makes it more challenging. I'm used to challenges, and we see quite a few challenges.
Randy Richardville says he will not hold up a vote in the state Senate if unions refuse to contribute to the bankruptcy settlement. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.